Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and the Advise Show.
All right, what's going on, everyone? Trying to get the show started tonight, trying to get Miss Gabriella in, trying to get the live stream going. So just bear with me a little bit. But before I get the rest of this going, tonight's topic, why are Americans disappointed in President Obama? Now, rarely we speak about political issues, but tonight we're going to speak about politics. But like I say, just give me a second while I try to get Ms. Gabriella here on the line. Let's see if she'll... I see her there, but I don't really see her being added. But how everybody doing this afternoon? It's Wednesday evening, and you want to talk about it. Now, President Obama has been in office going on his second term. And Ms. Gabriella, you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Yeah, everything was crazy trying to blast our radio thing was full and all this other stuff. So, but we here now. So, you know, I did the show topic, you know, why Americans are disappointed in President Obama. Mm-hmm. You got anything you would like to add before we get started with all that while I'm taking care of live stream information?
No, nothing important. I don't want to give too much of my ideas away.
Uh-oh, you better run from office. You're talking about your ideas.
I'm about to go in on Obama. That's
you about to go in on Obama?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm scared now. Well, like I said, give me a second for the people that's trying to tune in on Ustream. Trying to set them up, Mr. Gabriella. That's really all left I got to do. So go ahead and make your points while I get this stuff set up.
Okay, so... you said in your video how Obama basically does just a lot of double talking and he doesn't really do anything. Because we actually, I had to look up the State of the Union address for an assignment. And, we had to sit there and break it down and analyze it. And really he didn't, I know the State of the Union isn't really, it's just to kind of address some of the problems. It's not supposed to really offer any real solutions. But considering that our country is in really bad shape, and in fact we're in more debt than we've ever been in a long time under Obama, and he was talking about, how Obama said he was going to fix the problems of our national debt, yet he's spending money like crazy. We're trillions of dollars in debt right now. Unemployment rate is higher. Really, he hasn't done anything for the American people. I mean, he's done great things for the gays, but what else has he done that's going to really change and help, help the situations in the community? And then you don't even want to hear, you don't want to know how I feel about the minimum wage thing.
Okay, so. Well, how do you feel about the minimum wage thing? I mean, let's get it all out there and over, Ms. Gabriella. Let's go. Let's
right.
get it.
Well, I don't, I actually had a discussion with it about this with an acquaintance today.
Uh-huh. Give me a second, Gabriella. All right, you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, we just had to make sure.
Technical difficulty.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get everybody set up with our partners on Ustream, so I'm having to adjust a mixer. But go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So I don't feel that, because Obama said that he wants to raise the minimum wage, but I don't feel that raising minimum wages is the solution to our problems in this country, because I don't think that it's fair for somebody to get paid $10 an hour to flip a hamburger. I just don't, because a minimum wage job is not meant to be career driven. It's only supposed to be something that you do, like if you just got out of high school, or it's just a summer job. It's not really supposed to be something that you are meant to do when you're 45 years old and you have children and you raise a family. That's not what minimum wage income is for. Instead, I feel that maybe Obama should make education more, should help make education more affordable, or maybe put some type of programs in place so that people can develop skills so that they can earn more money instead of raising the minimum wage. Because what is that really going to do? You're still going to, even, I mean, he claimed in his State of the Union address that by raising minimum wage, it would help kind of break the cycle of poverty. And I don't feel that that's really going to be the solution. Because the minimum wage jobs don't really, I mean, that's not what they're meant for.
Okay, what, in your opinion, what do you feel minimum wage jobs are meant for then?
I said that they're meant for people who just got out of high school, or if it's just a temporary thing, or you just want some extra money. Because realistically, you can't live, unless you are living a very frugal lifestyle, you can't live on minimum wage. There's no way.
You can't. I agree with you 100%.
An apartment costs, like, I mean, you're only going to make maybe, I don't know, because most of the time they're not going to let you make more than $800 a month. Maybe you, if you're lucky, you might get $1,000 a month if you're a manager. I mean, an apartment costs in most states, like, either anywhere from $500 to $700. So then you're more than half your paycheck is gone already paying rent. And then let's not talk about groceries, utilities, transportation, clothes, basic necessities. You're not going to be able to afford that on minimum wage. And then what happens is you know, like, I'm not some type of expert in economics, but I just don't – I feel that if you raise minimum wage, it's going to make the price of everything else go up. Because I agree with that part. Then they're going to have to cut jobs too, because no company is going to be able to afford to pay 10 employees $10 an hour when they were used to paying them $7 an hour. So they're going to have to maybe cut a couple people. If they don't do that, they're going to have to raise the prices of the food.
Well, they've been doing, they've been raising prices on food steadily, I can honestly say, since the year 2000. Now, people are on Ustream. Just give me a second. How do I sound? Because, like I said, I'm trying to pick all my sound up today. And if I sound okay, let me know in the chat room how everything is sounding. Appreciate the four people that are watching live stream. We just kind of kicked it off. We're just having some technical difficulties. The call-in number is 347-996-3350, just to let you guys know on Ustream. Ms. Gabriella is going in that she do not agree with a minimum wage increase. So you say basically inflation would happen, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would just throw everything off.
Throw everything off.
Like I said, just why not create job programs? Why not help people to get skills so that they can do something better with their lives instead of flipping burgers? You shouldn't be making – because, I mean, I know some college graduates who – I mean, I know I've known engineers and people with, you know, have been to school for years. They get out of college, and the most they can make is maybe $10 to $15 an hour, and that's not much more than minimum wage. So then what about everybody else?
Well, last time the minimum wage went up that I remember, they gave us raises on our jobs. That's what they decided to do. Now, let me, Ms. Gabriel, I got two calls sitting in the queue. Like I said, I'd rather not say nothing just yet. Let me see. I got this other brother trying to call in. Hold on. Hey, what's going on, brother?
Not much, Apostle. How are you?
How you doing? What's your opinion on the minimum wage debate?
Well,
for President Obama. Of course, the topic is why Americans are disappointed in President Obama. Ms. Gabriella brought the fact about minimum wage. What's your take on President Obama?
Well, as we all know, as Black Americans advise, so I can tell you that, you know, our young people need jobs. You know, like, he failed the issue about Black unemployment, but as I told you on, I think, Facebook, that we as Black folks, we need to start demanding stuff. In about a couple more years, he's going to be out of office.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, and we got nothing to blame about this. You know what I mean? Like, we got to start demanding stuff. You know, as Black Americans, I don't understand why are we not demanding anything. And as far as the minimum wage is concerned, it's to be gotten rid of. We need to have a living wage in this country, not minimum wage. Is that way you have enough income, you can pay your rent, you can pay enough of your rent and your income, you still have enough money to save. We need to have a living wage in this country.
So you support the idea of a living wage?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
A decent living.
Okay, Ms. Gabriella, what's your take on that?
I mean, I don't think that people that, I mean, because I know people that work very hard in jobs like McDonald's and Walmart, and they don't, I mean, they pretty much work like slaves, and they get paid like slaves, too. I don't think it's fair that they don't get enough money, but at the same time, there has to be a little bit of personal initiative. So I don't want to...
Okay, you're saying personal initiative in what way?
Like, you're only going to stay in a situation if that's the situation that you want to stay in. Because I've known people that have come to this country, they can barely speak the language, and yet they're wealthy now because they were able to sacrifice and they worked very hard. Sometimes they had to sleep on people's couches because they couldn't afford to have a place to stay. But they did what they needed to do to get out of that situation because they didn't want to work minimum wage forever. So I kind of don't think that, I don't know. Like, I don't want to sound like I'm being mean or I'm just like the kind of people that say, oh, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. But you kind of do have to take some type of initiative.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, let me go to a caller. I was going to go to that caller. 302 area code. You on the show. How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. And you?
Oh, I'm fine.
I'm like eating something.
Yeah, man, who eats some chips on my show?
Sorry, Vaso.
Yeah, you got to carry that on a red box night, brother.
I ain't had nothing to eat, that's why. Sorry.
No, you need to eat. You need to eat when you're supposed to. Anyway, sorry, caller. So what is your take on President Obama?
I feel like we should raise the minimum wage. But not to $10. I think that's, like, kind of too much. Maybe, like, to $8 and, like, 25 cents. Because, you know, I work at a job at, not at minimum wage. And I feel like, you know, if I was making more money, I'll be able to buy more stuff than I need. Because, you know, I work at a job because, you know, I had to buy my own stuff this year. You know, I had to buy my own books, my own, you know, binders, school stuff, and, you know, now I'm trying to save money to, like, you know, pay for college because, you know, next year I'm going to college. So mm-hmm. I think raising the minimum wage would be good, but I know, like, the cons for doing it, you know, how people are going to raise their prices and they're going to cut employees. And mm-hmm. at first I liked it, but then I'm like, oh, man, I might lose my job because, you know, I'm new here. And if they're going to start cutting people, they're going to cut, you know, the new people.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep the, like, you know, the people that have been there for, like, 3, 4, 5 years. But really, I really want to happen is, like, I want them to bring more jobs in America because I'm tired of seeing adults working at McDonald's. That is a teenager job. What the heck are you doing there?
But then again, that is a choice that they made. You don't have to work at McDonald's if you don't want to. So, I mean, the job market is very difficult. It is hard to find a job, but if the only job that you can find is McDonald's and you don't want to work there, you might have to work there for a little while, but you should still be seeking something else, or you should maybe take a few classes or do something else so that you can be more marketable, so that when you try to go out there and look for jobs, then you're not limited to just minimum wage and fast food and Walmart and stuff like that.
Of course.
I mean, that's really nobody's fault but your own. That's a choice. I mean, you are a product of the choices that you make. So if you're 45 and you're still working at McDonald's, whose fault is that really? Is it the government's fault, or I mean, because the government, it's not the government's responsibility to make jobs. It never was, and that's not what the role of the government is for. They're not here to make jobs for us.
And what? Okay. And what is their purpose?
I mean, their purpose is just to make sure that we have a better quality of life and to make sure things get done in this country, make sure we're safe, and make sure that we have infrastructure and make sure that we have a quality education. But their main goal is not really to make jobs. That's more the role of the corporation.
Well, they need to stop shipping jobs to China and all them and bring the jobs
that's
back
the
to
problem
America.
Right there.
Yeah, but then those jobs, that is the corporations wanting to save money because they know that they can ship a job off to China and they won't be, I mean, people there will be happy to make $2 a week. Well, okay, maybe not $2 a week, but they'll be happy to make much, much less money than Americans are demanding. So they say, why should we waste money building factories where we could actually have unsafe work conditions? We don't have to worry about unions. We don't have to worry about child labor laws. They can pretty much do whatever they want in poor countries like India and China. So that's why they ship those jobs overseas, because they know they can really get the most profit, and they don't have to worry about minimum wage being raised, for example.
But is it going to hurt them that bad?
Yeah, because he can make more money. They don't. I mean, business people are really only focused on the bottom line. If you were running a big company, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't care about your workers that much. You're more concerned about the money.
I mean,
I don't agree with Ms. Gabriella. I'm sorry, Ms. Gabriella. I don't agree with that. Because the way I feel, I've been in the workforce, okay, been in it for a long while. And if you treat your employees good, they're going to do not only good work for you, but they're going to stay with you. You ain't got to have a revolving door. When you have a low wage, you have a revolving door constantly. I believe in giving, you know, people bonuses. You know, if you got the money like that, give your people a bonus. Give them a raise, you know, give them a longevity pay. Give them all this stuff. That way it's an incentive to stay employed with you.
As a boss.
But if you're just looking at your particular employees, like they're just employee numbers and not human beings, then that's when you go through all this stuff. And the problem with corporate America is that they put politicians in their back pocket, and it should be illegal for politicians to give money to campaigns. I'm sorry, corporations. Corporations give politicians money to campaigns. It should be illegal because the more money they give them, the regular Joe Smo on the street can't give them money like that, but a Microsoft can give them money to push their tech contracts or to push this legislation or that legislation. Y'all don't understand that it's dangerous that corporations are acting the way they're acting here in America. But the problem is why corporations get away what they get away with is the simple fact that we keep supporting them. We keep supporting them shipping all the jobs off to China, when yet Americans keep Walmart afloat and Apple afloat, and all these different companies Americans slave over to give their money to. So when does it get back in our hands to make a difference?
We could boycott.
Yeah, we could, but in this time period, people are lazy. They're lazy. They don't want to do nothing. They don't want to sign petitions, which is free. They don't want to get out and boycott. They don't want to do nothing. And the killing part about it, back in the day, when, you know, we had the civil rights movement and everything, they didn't have no cell phones. They didn't have no email or tweets or Facebook, YouTube, none of that stuff to communicate. And yet they got a whole lot more done with less technology. Yeah, we got all this technology, and we don't do crap.
But what
I
would
think
happen
it's just
if
because
the
people
NFL
don't want to do anything.
Was bankrupt tomorrow? What would happen if the NFL, all your sports, your American Idols, sat down tomorrow? What would happen?
That would never happen because
I'm just saying, what a scenario.
The government wants to keep us distracted with foolishness. So, like American Idol, so we don't pay attention to all the corrupt things that are going on. Because people are sitting there worried about running around here, worried about what Miley Cyrus twerking at the VMAs. They're not worried about all the different court cases that were going on, different laws that were being passed, and we weren't even paying attention to them. most people don't participate in local elections. People don't know who their congressmen are. They don't, Americans don't, they probably couldn't even tell you who the last five presidents were.
I can tell you.
Yeah, that may be you, but most, what she's saying, most Americans. Like, they sit up there and they put up with everything that happens to them in this country. And then they want to say, well, Obama, Obama, Obama. Yes, Obama is part of the reason, too. But really, Obama just picked up the ball where Bush left off, and he just ran with it. Really, now he came in saying he wasn't going to do that, but he continued every policy of George W. Bush. He did. That's why they came out of that picture a while back, that blended picture. They put Bush and Obama's face in the same thing. I mean, it looked pretty good how they did that, but, you know, they are like the same person. They did. Because think about it. Supposedly, when Obama ran, he was going to change all this stuff about taxes. You know, if you make, you know, under $250,000, you're not going to be getting taxed more. If people make more than $250,000, you know, they can pay more taxes. Fine. He talked about trying to change all these things that Bush was doing. Get us out of these wars, Iraq and Afghanistan. Whoa, the troops are still there. He say, oh, yeah, the war has ended. No, it hasn't. They're still in those people's countries. And they still going to continue to be in those people's countries for years on out, dying for a group of people that you're not going to stop fighting. They've been fighting since the Bible times. You're not going to stop them people from fighting. They like to fight. That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? It's like trying to tell a dog don't scratch a flea. That's what they do.
And not to mention advice, so like, don't forget Obama promised he would end the war on drugs for black people.
Well, he promised a whole lot of stuff that he did not do. And the things that he pushed, it's not nothing most people voted for him for. Like, we didn't vote for him originally so he could, you know, side with the gay community about the Defense of Marriage Act. That don't benefit everybody. They only benefit one group of people. And that group of people is not the majority. So who cares about that crap? That's how I feel about it, personally.
We're legalizing marijuana.
They don't put food on my table for my children.
I know.
Who cares about that?
Everybody's making a big brouhaha about it. That's the
thing. I mean, well, it does. I mean, it kind of legalizing marijuana would help keep
only white people.
I mean,
would benefit.
Hold on.
Because that's keeping some people out of prison that really don't need to be in jail for something so minor. So it does help a little bit because I mean, there's not going to be people getting locked up and thrown in jail for years. Well, I don't know how long the marijuana charges are.
Well, it does cut into America's prison industrial complex because they're trying to, because, you know, another thing Obama could have did, and I agree, like, why does the Civil Rights Bill have to constantly be renewed? Why is it permanent law? Now, you're supposed to be supposedly the first black president, but yet you don't push that as, you know, with the Civil Rights Bill. He didn't fight about the Voting Rights Act of 1965 being struck down. He made a comment, but he didn't push and fight for it at all. He didn't do that. Okay? There's a lot of things he could have done to help the people, and the people was 100% behind him. You know, I seen a video recently. They had some activists, okay, in Chicago. I don't know if you've seen this. And they were saying that Obama needs to resign. They say he ain't done a thing for nobody, especially the black community. The black people came out in droves to sign up to vote. Black people I never seen in my life voted. You know what I'm saying? And then, but yet, he's done nothing for the black community. Now, in my opinion, he's done for gays. He's done for the rich white folks. He's done for them. He's trying to do the immigration thing. He's pushing that.
Bad.
But what is he pushing? But he's not pushing nothing for the black community. If anything, if he just deal with police brutality, that would be enough for me.
But what are black people really doing? Are we really bringing something to Obama's attention? Are we really laying down something and saying, okay, this is an issue, we want you to fix it? Because all I've seen is the only initiative that I've seen black people take is go and make YouTube videos. And let's be real, there's a large part of the population that doesn't even watch YouTube. And then an even larger part that is in the government, they don't sit there and watch those YouTube videos. So how would they even know what our issues are? They don't get on the Facebook group, the secret Facebook groups that nobody can see. They don't get on forums. So how would anybody that can really make a change know about the issues. It's not like we're out.
No, Ms. Gabriella, I don't agree with that, Ms. Gabriella, because the new form of media is social media. Like, if you look, do the research, actually social media does more connecting with people than traditional television. I mean, even they talk about the Super Bowl, the ads on the Super Bowl. They said more people watch the ads of the Super Bowl online than they did actually watching the Super Bowl. So, and the thing is about people like, let's say, like Alex Jones or a few other ones, that they do that. That's all they do is the internet, and yet they do affect a lot of people. So I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that, Ms. Gabriella. If the internet wasn't about nothing, nobody watch it. Why do the
I'm just trying to say
why does the NSA want to watch everything we're doing and saying online? I mean, reports constantly coming out that how they want accounts from, you know, Google and Facebook and all this other stuff that people are saying online. I'm just saying, no, you know, online is where it's at. That's how we communicate. I can tell somebody something in California in 2 seconds online versus, you know, if I had to travel to California to talk to a group of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, so we just need to take advantage of social media when it comes to the issues. I got another call coming in. Brother from 302, did we answer your question that you got your comment?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, just give me a second. I'll put you on hold. I got this other call coming in. Erico 732, you on the show?
This thing on?
It's on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. up. Okay, I couldn't talk earlier, so I was trying to get my kids to sleep.
Okay.
All right. It's bedtime when you usually come on and stuff. Initially, with the Gabriel situation, when she had made a comment about the minimum wage, the minimum wage stands still, but the prices still go up, one. Two, Obama had said that he was going to write do his executive order for federal workers on new contracts. The thing that kills me is that any federal worker I know makes over that anyway. So that was pretty much moot.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as like McDonald's, Walmart, dog, that's Fortune 500 companies, man. Please. They serve billions. Come on. At what, $7 an hour? These people can't even make a living wage. Seriously. Of course the prices are going to constantly go up. But, I mean, at least let the cost of living go up also.
But, you know, you brought up a good point. The minimum wage haven't went up, but yet the price of bread it went up, milk, egg, everything in that grocery store, especially if you got a family, you know how them prices went up. Because I can tell you, I remember back in 2000 that I can go to a certain store and spend about $50-$60 and get a lot of food. Now, in 2014, $50-$60 is only one meal for a decent-sized family. So, yeah, I agree with that portion of it. Everything keep going up. Now, my opinion about minimum wage is this. I said, let it go up. It needs to go up. That way I can get a raise, too, because they're going to have to raise our pay.
Up. At least it'll catch up with what we're spending. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because gas has went up and the minimum wage has went up. So what's the explanation of that one? Like we say, food went up, fees in courts went up. Everything that you could think of has went up dramatically. But yet the minimum wage hasn't been touched. So, I mean, it's kind of, you know, you get what we're saying, Ms. Gabriella, and maybe you don't see it like that, but think about it.
No, I understand. It is what it is.
I want to put out there as far as, okay, look, for some reason, I don't know, it might just be me, okay? Not trying to be racist, how I'm married to a white chick, okay?
Okay.
But for some reason, man, these white boys are starting to get a lot more brolic and stuff since, you know, Obama's been in office.
Feel me? You talking about the racism?
Yeah.
They have came out of the woodwork with the racism, and now you focus on the issues. I remember one time that this guy that, you know, I work with, and I told him about himself. He was in the military and everything, and he's making all these comments about Obama. I mean, saying some things that can get you straight arrested. And I told him, I said, you know what? You need to watch your mouth. I said, because if I was to pick up that phone right now and call the FBI, they'd come see you for your mouth. Because the things you're saying, you don't supposed to ever say things like that about the president, no matter what president is sitting in there. I'm not going to repeat what he said because I don't know if the NSA listening to me right now. But he said some stuff that would have got him arrested. And I say, and yeah. I told him, I say, why do you want that? I said, what did that man do to you? I said, I could not agree with a person's job performance and say, but that man hasn't done me anything personally. He hasn't. So why are you talking this way? You know, I say just so primitive and violent. Like you know, but we so violent. Black folks, we so quick. I have not heard one black person that disagreed with President Obama say some outlandish stuff that I heard. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we need to take our country back. Who stole it?
Now,
that's what I want to know.
This is another thing, right? I mean, I got a couple of points, you know, a little bullet points real quick, all right? As far as immigration is concerned, I mean, let's be honest, all right? Remember back in the day when they had the cold, you know, tired, hungry, weary Statue of Liberty, you know, saying, right? And everybody would come to the country, whatever. They'd go down to, Ellis Island, fill out the paperwork, automatically citizens. Then they changed the laws, and now it's like Latinos, Haitians, whoever wants to come into this country got to go through hoops, ladders, jump through all types of stuff to actually get into this country, whereas before all you had to do was get on a boat, travel over here, go to Ellis Island, fill out the paperwork, you're a citizen. What happened to that? I mean, what's the matter with that?
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened with that. That was fine when at least 90% or at least 88% of the country.
You ain't even got to say it.
Okay.
I already know.
All right. So let's go ahead and make sure we put that out there.
I was just trying to make a point.
Yeah, we know that. You know, I'm not silly. Like, say, even when I posted that video about that Klansman, you know, and he said that, oh, you know, we're becoming the minority and all this other stuff. I mean, yeah, projection-wise, he's right. But it has nothing to do with, you know, black people or any other minority group at all.
I'm looking at it like this, like you said. You know what I'm saying? The Native Americans, it was their land first. We were born here, you know what I'm saying, on slave ships, okay?
Well, that's not that's partially true because they had Africans here.
Granted, but that was, you know, in the Native American. Actually, we came here first, all right? But that's another story. All right, what I'm saying is just that they sit there, pretty much conquer the land, and because they feel like they're being pushed out, they want to catch an attitude. No different from Israel and Palestine situation. Here was, you had Palestine, it was their country. Then when the Germans came over, I mean, when the Germans was pretty much killing all the Jews, they went and pretty much went to Palestine as refugees. And then they just went in and take over. If you do the research, you'll see what I'm talking about. And it's like, how are we sitting here going to be, what do you call it? We're going to, you remember the apartheid state in South Africa, right?
Uh-huh.
Remember that situation, right? And how are we going to be allies with, say, Israel when they're doing the exact same thing?
African people. And they also doing
When the British came through, right, they pretty much separated the races. Pretty much, the white people owned 80% of the land. Then when they bounced out because we was making a big outcry as a people, they changed the whole game. Okay? Whereas we're allies with Israel and they do the same thing. And we sending them money, so I don't understand that. And you will not find that on CNN. You will not find that on ABC, NBC, and Fox. You actually got to research that stuff.
Well, I'm gonna tell you alternative media sources where you will find certain things out. If you watch Al Jazeera English, if you watch RT, Russia Today, people like that, they will
That's
report
where I
on.
Found out. That's what I found out in RT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, RT or Al Jazeera English. Just like found a news report, man.
I was weaned on the Holocaust. I grew up thinking the Holocaust and, you know, the Jews was, like, really being persecuted, and I felt sorry for them. And I was like, yeah, my grandfather was in World War II. So I was all for it. But in 2012, man, when I discovered RT and found out what the real deal was, I had to research it just to make sure they was telling the truth. And sure enough, man. It's ugly, man. It's an ugly situation, bro. And I'm
talking about,
like,
you know, you know, when you talk about Holocaust, and it goes back to President Obama. You know, why is it that you got the first black president, but yet you don't want to rectify the situation with, you know, a reparation for slavery. Now, President Clinton made an apology for it, but what happened to a reparation? Every other group has gotten some sort of reparation from the government for the things that the government sanctioned against them. Because slavery was legal. Slavery was law. It wasn't like somebody just criminally did it and it's a criminal enterprise and it wasn't legal. No, it was legal, and yet black people did not get anything out of it. President Obama never addressed that. If he wanted to, he could address it in his second term, because he can't get elected back in anyway.
Hey, Clinton recognized it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the thing is about President Obama has let people down a lot all over this country, because he said that he was going to fight for the middle class. And the first thing he did, and I'm keep going back to that, is he did a President Bush, he bailed out Wall Street. He said they were too big to fail. And he did that $700-some-odd billion stimulus package for them. And then he gave a big FU to the middle class people and said, we can fail. We can lose our houses. We can lose our cars. We can lose all our stuff. But these corporations can't get shut down. Let them get shut down. That means there's more companies to come up, more competition for other people. You know what I'm saying? And you talk about Bush, and Bush did do some things. Well, Bush did at least give a stimulus package to the American people, and we all got some checks, if you remember that or not.
Check.
Yeah, but we did get one from Obama also.
What, the payroll tax?
It was, what was it?
Because that's the only one I remember. He did a reduction of the payroll tax. He didn't put a check in your hand. Let me tell you something. The American government could say, you know what, we're going to set aside $1 billion, and we're going to break down how much money we're going to give to families and spread this $1 billion stimulus package out to the American people. They can all give us that kind of money.
You know what? Let's stop right there, right? Let's touch on something real serious, right? Notice, if you notice, right, about Obama, right? He's more or less about, you know what I'm saying, the women and children. What about the man? Why are we sitting here constantly going through these little child support situations with a corrupt system? Why can't he help fix that one?
Well, I can tell you why he can't help fix that one, because men don't, you want to touch that, why Obama won't help that situation out. We started the 1 million fathers against the corrupt child support system in America. And I touched on this in a video I'm going to post later. Actually, more women have pushed to get things done with that, and has actually helped me do things more than the men themselves, which the ones who actually suffer that. Because you got to take action if you want to do something. This one woman had did a petition to go directly to the President of the United States, and I posted it on the page first. I said, let me see what people are going to do there before I try to even do other stuff. And the signatures wasn't even the equal amount of people that liked the page. And that's why a lot of men's rights or child support groups or whatever don't get no traction, because the men don't want to do the work. They want to complain about females all day. But they don't want to say, okay, let's go change these laws. Let's go get a senator. Let's go. You know, every good idea that I've gotten so far has been from women.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. I'm keeping it 100.
I've actually seen a couple of sites and stuff. What was it? Barbarossa?
Yeah, but see, they are part of that men going their own way movement, and that's not really logical for a heterosexual male.
Okay, remember that. I'm Barbarossa. I forget the names off the top of my head, but it's a lot of men's sites, men's rights.
Yeah,
men's
I get that. I get that. Trust me, I understand. I've seen a lot of them. I'm with you. But I'm talking about, what changes have they actually made legally? Think about it. What man can say, you know, this movement right here helped me get visitation with my children? What man can say, this movement right here got a law struck down? We challenged it in court. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to push forward with the 1 million fathers. I don't want to just be like, oh, that's go team men. I want to say, let's make some changes. It's sad you got men 2-3 years ain't seeing their kids. But why isn't that challenged legally? And that's what I want to go with this movement. And even all the way up to President Obama. But until men get together and do something like that, it's not really gonna change. And then you have a lot of the males that side with feminists, believe it or not, because the feminists put money in their back pocket. But that's a totally different, you know, show in itself. President Obama really only do for people that pay his bills, bottom line.
Yeah.
And if I had If I was a billionaire, I can go to President Obama and say, listen, I got this movement called 1 Million Fathers, and what is it that we need to do to get you to speak on some of these issues that's important to this movement? You know, I could pay lobbyists. I could pay, if I had money, I could pay lobbyists to have people, you know what I'm saying, speaking to the senators and the house, and the people in the House and all this other stuff. That's how corporations get what they want. They give money, and they have lobbyists. Correct, Ms. Gabriella?
Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why they've been able, well, especially the gays have been able to get exactly what they wanted passed. I don't want to go too off topic, but the reason why blacks haven't really gotten anything in this country is that we really haven't really stepped up. And everybody's sitting around waiting for a leader. We're waiting for a new Dr. King. We're waiting for somebody to come and, you know, basically organize everything so that we can just start some type of movement. But why can't we bring an issue that needs to be addressed? Like, why can't we say, okay, look at all these people that have been shot and killed by police officers when they were asking for help? You know, why can't you do something about this instead of sitting there? And, I mean, it's great that, I guess, it's great that the gays get their rights, but how is that really helping America as a whole? That's not really help. That's not going to really fix any of the problems that we're going through right now.
Of course not. I mean, I can tell you from my experience that Ms. Gabriel and advice. So the problem is we don't know how to sit together. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the problem with us is, like you said, you know, like all these important issues. You know, like poverty, how the living wage, minimum wage. I mean, can you imagine what would happen at Viso if, let's say, Obama tell Wall Street, I'm not bailing you out. I'm not bailing you out, ever. What would happen?
They would actually go bankrupt. They would pretty much keep all their assets, pretty much whatever they want, depending on what chapter they want to use, okay? And then they can build from there. Granted, the economy growth would be slower, but it'll be there.
I'm saying
that's
from the.
I would take a hard stance on Wall. See, I couldn't be president. I tell people, if I had to be president, they'd kill me because it's too many people. Well, too many people wouldn't like me for the things that I would push for. I would have no problem exposing a senator for trying to push corporate interests. I would have no problem exposing whoever I need to expose as president to show the people, hey, listen, this guy is fighting against you. I'm trying to help you.
Look at the New York mayor, de Blasio. They going to get him. Oh, they going to so get him. Because he did some things, man, that is not sitting right with the rich right now.
Yeah, now, put me up to speed. I heard a few things that he said that he didn't want.
Yeah. Remember back when Mayor Bloomberg in New York, He was pretty much, you know, as far as the snow and stuff was concerned, he was taking mm-hmm. care of the Upper West Side where the rich was living, and he just left everybody else for dead. Feel me? De Blasio, that cat, he switched the game. He just, you know, he hooked up the Brooklyn side, but he let the Upper West, you know, where the rich people live, let them, you know, just let them just, you know, give me a minute. He put them on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? It's like that's the way Bloomberg was working back then. It was like, you know, everything for the rich, made sure their streets was clean, took care of them, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And forget everybody else. Whereas de Blasio, he just switched it. He was like, I just want to try. I mean, granted, he ain't never going to say that on TV or anything like that, but you know what it was. It was like, you know what I'm saying, everybody on, you know what I'm saying, the lower income was like cleaned out, and they had to suffer just to see how it feels.
Well, also I heard he said too, he made a lot of ways, and he said he don't want conservatives, you know, in his city, them types like Sean Hannity and stuff like that. He said he really want them in his city. You heard about that?
On top of that, yo, stop and frisk. Go on.
Stop and frisk.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Bloomberg had that stop and frisk stuff. He wasn't having it.
Yeah, but you know, Bloomberg.
In other words, In other words, Obama should take a page out of de Blasio's handbook, for real.
Well, a true hardcore, true Democrat, this new age Democrat that's just a rendition of a Republican, but with Democratic rhetoric, a true Democrat is supposed to say, screw the rich, I'm for the working man and the working woman and the people who live in paycheck to paycheck. A true Democrat is supposed to do that. Now
well,
the Democrats are no different like Republicans.
Let me tell you, I used to live in a town, right? Let me explain something about Democrat and Republican. Real simple. They're the same thing now, it seems like.
Yeah, they are.
The bottom line is like, it's like everything that Bush did, Obama's doing pretty much the same thing. Feel me? Now that he's in the second term where he ain't really got nothing to lose, I don't know if he's inching his way into some real progress or he's just still playing puppet. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, like he didn't repeal the Patriot Act.
It doesn't seem like he cares. It's more, especially because the people. I mean, how is it really going to benefit him? I think that's what he's thinking about, because he hasn't really passed any type of laws that are really going to help us. Like, say for example, Obamacare. I know a lot of people who are suffering right now because of Obamacare, and they're worried that they're going to have to pay all this money because they don't have health insurance, which doesn't.
Well, you know what?
Sense.
I don't really feel sorry for people that sitting here talking about they can't afford Obamacare simply because the bottom line, read it and you'll understand. If you're making under a certain amount,
but hold on, I got an issue with you just saying. It's not,
okay,
it's not
please.
Right.
Come.
It's not.
Come.
Hold on,
please.
Now hold on. Let me get my point across. Do I have an issue with the Affordable Health Care Act the way it stands now? Yes. And the reason why I have an issue with it, you should not have no IRS penalty put in case a person choose not to get health care. It should be like, okay, listen, we have this. It's an option. It should not affect no insurance companies at all. It's just another carrier, like United Healthcare is a carrier, Aetna is a carrier, Blue Cross Blue Shield, whatever. We just have the government one, okay? Also, why is our Medicare tax, because of this Affordable Health Care Act, it went up as well. You'll notice it in your payroll checks. A lot of companies that didn't have to carry insurance now are going to have to carry certain types of insurance because of their employees. Now, it's your choice. In my opinion, hold on, it's your choice to work for a company that carries insurance or not. Matter of fact, I won't work for a company that don't offer insurance. So why are you forcing a small business? And a lot of people who say that isn't a business owner. And, you know, I'm very small business. And at my rate right now, if I had to start carrying insurance, that would really hurt me. And it got some businesses that it hurts me.
Listen, read it. You're exempt. You don't have over 50 employees, okay? You don't
have
it.
I get what you're saying. I get it. I know 50 employees. But 50 employees is still not a lot of people. It's still considered small business. Even if you got 75 employees, let's say 51 employees, this particular business owner may just be making his bills, making payroll, maybe have a little bit of profit left after the end of the day. But now he's got to pick up an extra bill when the people came into the job knowing that they don't offer insurance, but they offer a little bit higher wage. That's what usually jobs who don't offer insurance do. They offer you a higher wage to offset that. A lot of people don't realize that as a business owner, you got to pay taxes on your employees every quarter. That they don't. A lot of things that business people don't know. So, I mean, yeah, that's why the business owners have a little. I mean, it's going to hurt small business. It's not going to hurt the corporations. It's going to hurt the small business owner. What if you decide to go into business? You're going to have to deal
what
with it.
What about people who can't keep their doctors anymore under Obamacare?
Yeah.
Let me stop that. Let me hit you right there real quick. The reason why you probably won't be able to keep your doctors, okay, on the Obamacare, because they're half-assing it. That's the best way I can say. All right? You want a bootleg doctor or you want a real doctor? Bottom line. You want to sit there and say, okay, I can afford this doctor, but what something comes up, say, like a pre-existing condition, or, say, for instance, you have something that, you know, he wants a lot more money than a regular doctor. Please, it's a hustle. Any insurance policy that you can't have for that particular doctor, he's ripping you off. And trust me, the state regulations, or better yet, the federal regulations is going to make sure you, I mean, the doctor stay within that boundary, okay, of payment, opposed to, say, he going to charge you $250,000 for some garbage, I mean, average, you know, procedure, when he should just be getting paid this and that. Think of Canada. Real simple. Okay?
Oh, but hey, hold on. My wife, well, hold on a second. My wife said doctors are not required by, is state law or federal law?
Fed,
okay.
Fed law.
The doctors, my wife said the doctors aren't required to take any kind of insurance. It's whatever they got a contract with, because my wife works, you know,
saying.
in the medical field.
They're not required to take any kind of insurance. Yes. That's why you can't keep your doctor. Okay? That's why. Okay? But bottom line, what
yeah,
telling
she,
you,
and basically
that
what
doctor,
she just said, what she said, the majority of the doctors don't go with low-paying insurance.
Because they want to sit there and drive their Lamborghinis and be coked up when they're doing a procedure on you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's start. Hold on. Let's. Miss Gabrielle, you want to respond to that before I had to say that something?
No, you go ahead, because I wanted to ask a question. So.
No, because this is something I want to say. Okay. Let's say if you are offering a service and you can get paid what? Okay, my wife said on every insurance there's a cap. The doctor could try to charge $1 million for a procedure, but they're only going to pay a certain amount. So it don't matter how much he try to charge. He can't overcharge the insurance company. I mean, even every company has what they own deductibles.
You're right. Oh. They can't overcharge an insurance company, right? So basically, the insurance company is going to just give what they're going to pay, and then everything else comes out of your pocket.
Yeah. So, like my wife just said about Obamacare, he said it's very expensive, and most doctors don't even take it. So that's the biggest problem.
And this is why they get cut short. This is why they say, you know what, if you can't do it, somebody else will. Eventually, those doctors that wanted to drive in the Lamborghinis and the Mercedes-Benz and all that stuff, they'll be working for, like, say, I don't know, maybe like three times the price of a school teacher. How about that?
But, you know, most of the, like, my wife is talking and she's hearing you because she works in that. That's what she does. She does insurance. She does all that stuff, you know, with doctors. And the thing is, most of the doctors you're talking about, like, if you're a plastic surgeon, private practice, your specialty, stuff like that. Yeah, specialties like oncology, all the different ones. They don't have to take Obamacare because, number one, they're a specialty, and
that stuff
is expensive.
Yeah. Those are specialties. I'm talking about as far as, like, say, for instance, if you have a health concern, not some old elective surgery like a plastic surgery or something of that nature. I'm talking about just straight up, like, look, I just want to live.
Okay, cancer. Let's talk about cancer. Cancer is one that's a lot of people deal with all the time. Okay?
True that.
And those doctors are still considered specialty. That's oncology. That's not family medicine.
No, but that's not elective either. That's not elective. Okay?
Yeah, but
so
it's still
like
considered a specialty. It's not family medicine. It's what they say, okay, it's your regular doctor. Anything outside of your regular specializes, like they say heart, lung, my wife's talking as you know, doing this, heart, lung, skin, dermatology, all that is considered specialties. And most of them won't not accept Obamacare. Most of them won't.
Most of them won't, but some will. Enough said. Okay, do you
okay,
want a lung?
So, all right.
Do you
okay.
want a lung?
Okay, well, go ahead, Ms. Gabriella.
Okay, so I wanted to ask a question. So I kind of just want your assessment on, like, how do you feel about Obama's performance up to this point? I'm just curious.
My assessment?
No, I'm talking about the caller. I want to know.
Oh, man.
Like, what is your assessment of, you know, what he's done up to this point? How
honestly,
do you feel about what he could do better?
Mediocre at best. And only simply because when he ended the State of the Union address, he wants to still be friends with Israel after what they're doing. No. Okay? And plus, on top of that, then you have to look at our state of justice, our justice system altogether. Plus, as far as men's rights is concerned, please, immigration, not even, this is like under par. Like I said, I can give them Obamacare simply because this is like a lot of people with pre-existing conditions, man, that actually needs that help. Okay, I had a grandmother, man, died for the whole nine. But honestly, total, at best, mediocre. And only because he's just kowtowing to, like, special interest groups, for real.
Man, why would you need Obamacare? I mean, I don't want it.
I guess he's trying to make it more he's trying to make insurance more affordable for people. And, I mean, there are people who have been gotten denied insurance because they have I've had issues with my insurance before, and I'm on great insurance. I have Aetna. And yet I still had issues with, you know, sometimes I couldn't, certain doctors wouldn't take it, even though Aetna usually covers. Yeah, Aetna won't pay for the service that I needed. And
Aetna ain't got no choice now. They got to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, the reason why I'm opposed to Obamacare, you know about those, go to the website. I'm a techie, right? So why are you going to a website, you know, like you pull out your personal information. You heard
that's
a news
right.
Your
personal information could really be compromised on that healthcare.gov. It's like, okay, that's like any hacker would got sent. Know that if he attacked that site, he can get a lot of information. I mean, look at all the credit card and debit card scams that's happening in all these major retailers. I mean, major retailers, how people's information is being compromised. You want everybody to go to a website and sign up for this stuff, putting all their Social Security, all the information on this one website. I mean, that's kind of dangerous. I mean, unless the NSA is protecting the servers and all this other stuff, I mean, that's kind of dangerous. And then a lot of people not even signing up for it anyway. But let me get to another. We got two callers sitting here. I don't want to just brother, I appreciate the call. I'm going to put you back on mute. Okay, let me get this person here that's sitting there because. Error code 843. You on the show?
Hey, advice.
How you doing?
Hello. I'm pretty good. I see you had a question about it's like, is America disappointment about Obama? My opinion, I think he's doing a very well job. And the thing is,
I got it. I'm asking you now. Give me five things President Obama has done for you to come up with that opinion.
Okay. For one, he's trying to push the minimum wage up to $10 an hour.
Hold on. Don't laugh at him. No, I don't want no laughing. I'm serious. Okay, is this minimum wage law?
Yes, and from what I heard.
It is law? When did it become law? When did it become law?
Yeah.
When did minimum wage become law?
Right now, fighting to keep that from happening.
Okay, in your opinion, because he mentioned it and he feels that it's a change, that's something that good that he actually done?
Yes, I'm thinking it's done. And you know what some other folks saying is if he were to push the minimum wage up, but what happened is jobs would start laying off people.
But you still haven't answered my question. Well, I'm asking you, you said he mentioned it about minimum wage going up. He can mention a lot of things, that's great. But at the end of the day, it's the bottom line, what gets done. So what I'm saying is, until minimum wage is law, and, like, he signs it, you know, he puts it into law, everybody's stuff go up in the next few months or whatever, which I personally don't have an issue with the minimum wage going up. I don't. And I explained early in the show why I don't have an issue with it. Now, Ms. Gabriella has a difference of opinion, but me, I have no issue with it. Okay, so what's the next thing you say that he's actually done to help?
Okay, the next thing is, you know, people might get mad at me for saying this, but he tried to equal things out for blacks, whites, all foreigners. he tried to make equality for everyone instead of a particular person, not because not just of race, but also because of, you know, social status.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, social class.
Okay.
What has he done to make this happen? I mean, he spoke about lowering the ceiling of, you know, he spoke of saying, okay, we're going to lower the upper class ceiling down and we're going to raise the lower class and middle class up so that everybody, you know, has a comfortable living situation. But has that happened? I mean, in fact, He said that there's been more jobs created, but most of those jobs that were created were part-time jobs. It wasn't, and those were part-time, those weren't anything like it was serious economic growth in the country. So really, what has he done?
I can't really brainstorm five, but the main point I'm trying to get at is, he applying the changes, but it up for us to do something. He can't be doing everything like for us, just like with love. Because I remember Vice, you did a video about, you know, about Trayvon and saying, oh, what Obama, you know, thing. But the thing is, though, with us, it's up to us to make the changes. Because if you were to go on news saying, you know, like saying, like, oh, no, this can't be happening, do whatever, you know, this, that, and the third, that make him look ignorant as a president. So you got to handle that as a professional way of saying, you know, we must respect the law. That was professional. But him, instead of...
But, okay,
you know,
so far we've asked you two questions, and yet we haven't got a definite answer on things. You say he did this day, he put this in the law, he did this. I mean, basically what you're saying is, you know, he mentioned minimum wage should go up. Okay, that's okay. Now you're saying that he brought all classes of people together or trying to eradicate classism. That's basically what you're talking about, eradicating classism in America and just treating people with respect, no matter if you broke or got billions of dollars. And I'm sorry, that has not happened in America. No president can eradicate classism. But what's the third thing you think he's done good?
I mean, that's the only two I can come up with.
Okay. And these two haven't been anything definite that he's done. Like I said, let me explain something to you about Barack Obama. I wanted him to be the best president this country has ever had. I wanted that for him. I was big-time supportive of President Obama. I even bought my Obama T-shirt like everybody else. So I'm letting you know that I was behind him 100%. But then when he got in there, you know what I'm saying, he did not do what he said he was going to do. And that, to me, is a letdown, just not only as an American citizen, but that's a letdown to me as a black community, because you know how it is. When we have one black person get a chance, and if they screw it up, they screw it up for the rest of us. Now, if they do good, they open up the door for the rest of us. You know what I'm saying? It's just how it is with black people. You know that. I know that.
Yeah, and one thing about black folks as a whole, we expect for somebody to do something for us instead of us working together and have our own. And then, you know, him as a president. Like, one thing about the white community, not just white community, but every other community, they all work together. And the black community, we expect for somebody, especially a leader, to help guide us. I mean, we got to learn to do things on our own.
Just like Black Wall Street.
Yeah, like them.
And
I'm glad you brought that up. I got the video on my YouTube channel, okay? We live in a time period where we don't have to worry about the Klan going do all that stuff. We can build, I don't know how many Black Wall Streets. Like I said, I did a video where I did in my dad's neighborhood. You know, like I said, I need to go out there with them, talk to some more people now that I got some more equipment to do that with. But the thing is, we have the opportunity to do these things, and yet we don't do it. But President Obama has nothing to do with that. I mean, that's just, you know, black folks, you know, just as a whole. And I'm going to keep saying this. Our biggest problem in the black community is we do too much blame gaming, and we don't accept personal responsibility for our actions. For everything that black folks do, we blame it on systematic oppression, systematic racism. Sorry, we can't do that. That's very disingenuous. Very disingenuous, and it's not getting us anywhere. If blaming Whitey for everything got me somewhere, I'd be the first one to say, hey, I'm blaming it. But a few things I have done business-wise, not a single white person has stopped me. They haven't. they've sat up there and congratulated me and say, congratulations, I hope you do great in this and this and the third. But the problems I have had with people trying to stop me, guess who they've been? Guess what they look like?
Your own.
Guess what? No, I want to answer. Guess who they look like, brother?
They look like us.
Okay. It wasn't that Klansman that I put the video up on the other day. It wasn't George Zimmerman. It was none of them. It was black folks. So
and
I'm
that's
saying.
The problem and that's the problem I have. And you know what? Like, if, because, like, on Facebook, I'm a fan of news page. And, you know, in case of, like, if blacks actually commit any kind of, do something that's silly or downright, I look at the comments. Everything I heard is there must be a Barack Obama son. And, you know, by them saying it, it's offensive to me. I mean, it's just offensive. Because I admire Obama. But for them to say, oh, he must be Obama's son, and so, I mean, by them saying it, it makes it like, okay, Obama must be not legit. By them saying it.
Well, like I said, I'm just trying to just get why you say that, because my opinion, President Obama has not done anything to say, yes, he's definitely made his mark during his presidency. He hasn't. Matter of fact, we haven't had a really decent president since Bill Clinton. That's just my opinion. Because during Clinton, we was all working. Gas prices were down. Food prices wasn't expensive. And we had a surplus when Clinton got out of office. Bush get in there, he puts the country in debt. Obama got in there, he put the country in more debt because he's a continuation of George W. Bush. So it's like, I'm sorry, I can't root for him like that. I can't.
Yeah,
because it'll be nothing that I can go on, and I will make myself look stupid backing him up like that. I can't. He can't even answer direct questions. Y'all know I don't like Bill O'Reilly. I can't stand Bill O'Reilly. If Bill O'Reilly invited me to his show, It'll be something to see, because I would have fun going back and forth with him. He can't even answer questions.
He wouldn't even
directly.
He would cut
around.
You off so fast. He would probably have the security escort you out. So.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't fight the man. I just come at him by this.
I'm not even saying that. He would just say, no, I wouldn't. You know how he is. He would cut people off, disrespect you, and then have you like, okay, we're gonna have to take a short commercial break, and then.
Yeah. He'll remove me because the first thing I would question him, like, if Bill O'Reilly ever asked me, you know, okay, what do you say about the black community doing this and that and the third? And the first thing I would say, what do you say about the white community doing those same things, too? You don't say nothing about them, but you always talk about black folks. Do you live in the black community, Bill O'Reilly? No, you don't.
Like, okay, well, what about there's more white pregnant teens? And I mean, they don't even address the meth use in the trailer parks. People like Bill O'Reilly don't address the teenage pregnancy rates in those rural farm towns in the Midwest. They don't talk about things like that. That make it seem like, oh, the only people who are getting pregnant and doing drugs are black people, which is not true.
And actually, pregnancy is down for blacks, actually. It really is. And not as up like they think it is. Yeah, and then...
Well, it's good marketing, though, if I so.
You know, abortions is down for blacks. And Hispanics as well. I just looked at a figure that says 25% of abortions is Hispanic, 30% is black, and 36% is white. So, you know, I mean, it goes back to what I was talking about, that Klansman. He's talking about, his race is dying out and all this other stuff. Well, you know, your woman is aborting your babies and being feminist, so don't stop getting mad at black people. God, I need to find that show. I need to find that show. I need to talk to homeboy from the Chad Factor. I talked to a white nationalist, and I told him to his face the exact same thing I said in that video. Get with your white woman and have some babies. Stop blaming us, you know, for everything. We ain't got nothing to do with it.
We have nothing to do with it, but, yeah,
it's good marketing. And they even get even angry at, you know, black and white actually, you know, mingling and, you know, probably dating and marrying and breeding mixed races. And not only that, but like that Coca-Cola commercial. A lot of whites talking about, oh, that's a liberal commercial, that Coca-Cola commercial. And
yeah, I did a video on that commercial. I posted after the show. I did a video about that. And I don't know if you've seen them segments about Matt Patrick and Quanell X I like putting up there. I love those two guys because one is one spectrum and the other one's on the other. So I like when they get into it, but that was ridiculous. But you know, that's to be expected. This is America. Area code 832, you on the show.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. As far as the president, I kind of wash my hands with him. I mean, he's
wash
done
your
hands
with him. Now, explain to me why you wash your hands with him.
In the beginning, I think it started because I remember Robert Gates when he got harassed by the police, and basically the police pumped the president. And at that moment, I said, you know, I had a problem with him because I'm like, you're not supposed to let the police tell you what to do if you're the president. And from that point on downhill, he makes policies and he talks a good game, but it's like people punk him and he folds under pressure. So his policies basically are not, he could say what they are in the beginning and they sound good in the beginning, but the minute, you know, you get a Republican or some other Democrat say, no, don't do that, he'll fold. And it shows, you know, so at this point it's like, I remember him quoting something a while back saying he doesn't want to be considered a lame duck president. He, you know, the first 4 years, he got a pass because of the situation, but these four, he's solidifying being a lame duck.
I agree with you. I don't give him no pass at all. I don't give him a pass because this is my thing. He championed everybody else's causes, but he don't champion a cause that just helps everybody. This is my thing. I keep bringing it back up. I would think a Harvard-educated president would be pushing year-round school for these children. Our education system in America sucks. It sucks. Stank booty sucks, okay?
People graduating high school and can't even read.
Yeah, can't even read. Our education system is super hard. I believe we should have year-round schools. I believe that. We should not have no 3 months out of the summer off. No, because in the real world, you're not off 3 months out of the summer when you're working a job.
Yeah, I got to agree with you with that.
You know, number two.
You're going to make the kids mad, but
I care less about the kids. They pay no
parents. And the parents who say, oh, what's wrong with you if
I
saw you wrong?
I need my son.
Other countries, kids are killing themselves because they work so hard in school. Down here, kids, they barely do, I mean, the kind of homework that, I mean, when I was in high school, like I used to go to private schools, and then I got switched to a public high school. They had us in there coloring maps and doing, like, little multiplication homework in our senior year of high school.
Yeah, they don't come, and this is the thing, they don't come home with no homework. Every time they say, hey, where's your homework? Oh, we don't have any homework. We did it in class. We did it online. It's like, when I was in school, we came home with homework. We had at least an hour of homework, or at least minimum 30 minutes of homework a day. But no, they cut. I mean, all these kids, it's not just one group. It's all of them that come home.
Well,
they don't have homework, and then they don't know a bunch of nothing other than how to pass the test.
I mean, don't forget, you're in a place called social promotion.
Because at the end of the day, if a kid don't have homework and they come home, if you're the parent, you say, well, you're going to learn this. You know, like I tell my son all the time, I'll send you to school, but school, I'm testing the school just like they testing you. So, you know, the things I teach you, I want to know you're learning them at school or you already know them or they're teaching you something better. But sometimes I agree with that.
That's true to a point you're just saying, but you know what? When you have a home, when you're paying school taxes, that's part of paying for your child's education. You're paying them to educate your child. That's first and foremost. They're not sitting there for free. So you should demand your child be educated.
Absolutely, but I think we all may agree on this same concept of schools are not teaching things that are profitable in life anymore. So the things my child learns in school, when I'm looking long term, I'm like, well, he needs to learn how to do this, and this because I know they're not going to teach him that. They might not teach him that in high school, and they might not even teach him that in college. So, you know, education does suck. But at the same token, we as parents, we might as well just step up and say, look, this is what you need to know to be a successful adult.
Of course, you know, certain things, certain skills, school is not going to be able to teach you, you know, and it's the truth. I mean, you got to learn a lot of things from home, but your basic education you're supposed to have in America to make it, you need to learn that in your schoolhouses. I mean, yes, your parents should educate you on your history. They should educate you on how to handle money. They should educate you on being productive with a work ethic and all this other stuff that school will not teach you. Yes, parents have a role in that. But at the end of the day, these kids aren't getting educated. Not all of them are smart. They can operate a smartphone, but a lot of them not smart, and it's by choice. Yeah. It's not like.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right.
I mean, I agree that parents do need to do a little bit more to educate their children because, I mean, my parents made sure that I could read, write, and do basic math before I was even in school. And, I mean, I know that some parents can't do that. I understand.
No.
But, you know, you got to do something. You have to expose, because the education system is basically meant to just create a bunch of clones and puppets. They're not really trying to really shape and mold people's minds. So that's something you have to do at home. You have to expose your kids to history and art and literature and culture and different things so that they can be more well-rounded, because the school isn't going to do that.
Well, the subculture, that is what I mean. Like, you know, we don't teach our kids stuff like, you know what? You could be an anesthesiologist. You could be an engineer. You could be an aviator. And a lot, even when I was in college and when I tell my little cousins about directions to go, I found the same problem that my younger cousins and nephews and stuff would have that I had when I was in college. And it was the fact that our teachers and our parents didn't say, okay, look, if you want to be this and you're not able to make it, you can also be this and make just as much money and have just as much fun. So a lot of the time our education is suspect, but we as adults have to guide our children and youth into a direction that say, okay, look, you don't have to be that to make $500,000 a year. You could be this, you know. So, you know.
Okay, well, let me touch on something real quick, you know, to reel it back to the president. Why is it that President Obama, any president, won't deem street gangs and hate groups domestic terrorists? That would be like a great thing for him to do, for instance. He could say, hey, from now on, Nazi skinheads, Ku Klux Klan, Crips, Bloods, Vice Lords, and any other street gang, they're deemed terrorists now, and they could be arrested underneath the Patriot Act. Why won't he do that?
Probably because part of my life I grew up in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
See, the gangs are tied into the politicians. They've always have been. So I don't foresee a politician saying gangs will be terrorists because they're in bed with them. You know, I remember one of the biggest drug dealers in the southern section.
Oh, we're not talking about politicians. We're talking about the president of the United States.
I get the president could do it, but we still talking about the same president, the same type position that was in the head of Iran-Contra. You get what I'm saying? So when the military is with it, so is the president. So I don't see it happening because the military is always in bed with this stuff. Like everybody, you know, thinks about if we're in Afghanistan, we know they pilfering heroin. It don't take a rocket science to say that. So I know the president knows who's in Afghanistan, and I know somewhere along the line he's stealing it. So I just don't see him doing it.
I don't know. Like I said, it's for me personally. I'm gonna get this other call. But me personally, the president can make his mark in history by doing that, and I don't think nobody would oppose that, because when you see all these crimes going on in the streets, people getting killed by all these, you know, little two-bit thug gangs, okay? Why aren't they labeled domestic terrorists? If you're going to label Al-Qaeda terrorist groups for doing one attack, then why aren't you labeling these street gangs terrorists for doing multiple attacks, killing multiple children?
Hey, Vaisho, I did a YouTube video not too long ago, because I got it from another guy, where they had the DEA being the biggest drug dealers in America. That's what I was getting at when I was saying that.
Okay. So, let me answer another call. I appreciate you. I'm going to put you back on mute.
All right.
It just says FR, F man 720. That's what it says. A young show.
Is that me? Yo, yes, I'm just listening, you know. I'm in the UK too, because I was just listening, yeah?
Okay, all right, you just listen. That's fine. Well, okay.
What would happen, Voss, so if the President of the United States say he tell every citizen to arm themselves to combat the gangs. You know, that way you can free up law enforcement resources. Look what's going on in Mexico. The Mexican government has signed a deal with the those civilians down there taking up arms to go out to the drug cartels. Civilians.
Yeah, I've been hearing that on Al Jazeera English, and they've been showing it. Because, see, American media refused to show stuff out of Mexico because they were told not to. But Al Jazeera English is showing all kind of stuff out of Mexico. That's why I tell people, you want to know about some real news, what the government trying to hide and all the other stuff, watch Al Jazeera and RT.
And they say that, here's the thing. They say that the Mexican civilians have more success at destroying the Mexican cartels than the police and the military combined. What if we apply that stuff to here in the inner cities? Have a group of brothers and sisters armed, you know, and defend themselves against these little gangbangers or terrorists.
Let me get to something real quick, because something just came across my desk here. Just give me a second, Miss Gabriella. What you got? You got something to say to that?
Can you repeat the question?
Oh, you didn't hear what he said?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, the thing is, look, he was talking about if President Obama say to arm every American to combat that problem like they did in Mexico, like they're making a deal right now with civilians.
Okay, people would sit there and take those guns and probably start looting stores. That's the only thing Americans would do.
Well, like I said, there's nothing in our laws to stop them from doing it now. Actually, if they actually want to arm themselves, the president really don't have to come out and say to do that. They can kind of do that on their own. But my thing is, President Obama can do so much more to help so many different people, and yet he chooses not to do it for whatever reason. He does. He likes to just not give direct answers. He just likes to give speeches. That's how he answers people. He gives you speeches. He don't give you a direct yes, no, this happened, that happened. Answers. Even Bush, you know, he will give you some answers. You may not like his answer, but at least he'll give you one.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be like, I told you I'm not talking about that right now. You know, he'll say stuff like that and be pissed off. You get what I'm saying? But it's just funny. It was real, real funny that that happened. So, let's talk about the president. Sometimes it'll get your head hurting. Little Gabriella, I tell you, it does sometimes.
I just realize there's nothing I can – I don't stress myself out about things I can't control.
Oh, well, I'm not stressing because I got a whole lot of stuff going on in my life personally, of course. You know, but the thing is, it's like America likes to run around toting that we just better than everybody. We have no – you know, we're trying to clean everybody else up, want them to be like us. Yeah, we got murdering all over the land, you know, raping, pillaging, you know, corrupt government, corrupt banking system, all this other stuff is going on in our country, yet nobody wants to stop it. Nobody wants to solve it. They all just want to just continue as, you know, the good old boys club.
And nothing will ever change, you know, but we got to stick together, you know, advice. So that's important that we have shows like this one to alert the truth out to the populace out there, you know.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Oh, man, let's see here. Hold on. Is Gabrielle, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, cause I'm getting some other callers in, and I'm trying to get them in on this call here. You got one that says, you got another Skype call, Faye Cal, Talibi 100.
Good morning. What's going on?
How you doing? You got a question about the topic?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately. And what they do.
Okay. My table don't like niggers. Somebody's trolling today.
Wow.
They're trolling. Awesome. Let's see who this is. You got a bunch of ones. You on the show?
11. And that's why we got the Illuminati colors of red.
It's a troll.
Oh, Lord. I think they decided to troll the page again. Or...
Yeah, they want to troll the page. That's fine. They can troll. It's toward the end of the show, really. I mean, I'm not tripping on trolls. I may have fun one of them. You got a bunch of ones in your thing?
No, they're too scared to actually have the real voice. That's not fun.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, this is Christopher Bush, and I live in Texas, and I have a couple questions about how y'all feel about Obama.
Really? Well,
Why the country? Shut the fuck up. I'm talking. Anyways.
Wow. Why you got to be such a douchebag when you call?
How old are you?
Because this is my country. I mean, what do you do? Pay taxes? No.
Like,
you work on the
your country, did you buy it?
I did. I also bought half of Africa. You know, your home.
Really?
Really?
Well, you got it from Africa. Well, how did you do that?
Color, and they're like, oh, what's this technology? And I'm like, yeah, no, come back to my computer and we'll make you win. And then they started bitching about it. All I did was give them Skittles, hoodies, and like Arizona tea, and they got mad.
Hey, let me ask you a question. No, seriously, I got to ask you a question. Like, why are people like you so obsessive with black people? Like, I'm curious.
Black people?
Yeah, like you're obsessive. It's like if I hate a person and I don't like a people, I don't fool with them. I don't call their radio shows. I don't watch their YouTube videos.
I love black people. They're so nice. Nothing wrong with black people. They're really entertaining. They're really
entertaining. We're not clowns.
Yeah, like hunt. You know, like,
no, we're not.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead. And hun, I don't speak Ubonics. I speak plain English.
English?
Yeah.
Can you say
really?
I like...
Okay, we'll let this troll go because he can't even hold a decent conversation. If you're going to troll, at least hold a conversation so I can have fun with you. You know, I don't mind trolls calling in. I mean, it's toward the end of the show. I'm just having fun with you then. Okay, you get another 011, whatever it is. You on the show?
Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm all right.
Good. I got a tongue twister for you. Come, say three times fast, come get six sticks quick.
Are you going to send a donation to my PayPal account before I say that?
I'll give you $6 if you can say come get six sticks quick three times fast.
Okay, why don't you donate that before I say that, and then we'll get to that.
Well, I mean, I got to see the proof in the pudding.
I feel the same way. I got to see cash.
All right,
I'm going to do real.
We got to get the payment out front.
Yeah, we
got
to get paid.
Come get six quick. We don't do stuff for free around here.
Yeah, I know, and it shouldn't be that hard for you to pay the $6.
Oh, well, that's hard because I'm broke. I'll give you $6.
Oh, wow, you're broke. You should be at work.
Oh, I'm off work. It's kind of late in the day. I don't work the graveyard shift.
And in your shift, you're going to call me of all people? You ain't got no female to be calling, man?
I got females. I got my mom and my aunt and my cousin.
Oh, man.
Do you realize how much you fucking like
when you tell another grown man that you got your mama? I would have lied.
I don't know what your views are, and I'm sorry if I've offended you. It was just a tongue twister. It's fun.
Why don't you say it? How about that? It's free.
I did.
You, say it.
You didn't listen. I can do
so
it.
You only said it
Come
twice.
Get
say
six sticks quick. Come get six sticks quick. Come get six sticks quick. Your turn.
See how easy it was for you to do it, and you have to cost you a dime. Now, thank you for trolling the show. We love you.
I'm not.
Okay. That was fun. I like having fun with trolls. It's cool.
He gonna swear up and down he wasn't trolling, but really.
He said he gets off work, and you're going to call another grown man, but yet you broke? Okay. Let's go to the next one. I'm having fun. I like this. Okay. Skeet Willie 69. Come on, you on the show.
I'll have you know I graduated top of my class in the Navy SEALs, and I've been involved in numerous secret raids on Al-Qaeda. I have over 300 confirmed kills. I'm trained in guerrilla warfare, and I'm the top sniper in the entire U.S. Armed Forces. You were nothing to me, but just another target.
I am impressed. I am impressed.
I mean, what are we supposed? I mean, are we giving you a plaque or what?
Think you can get away with saying that shit to me? As we speak, I am contacting my secret network of spies across the USA, and your IP is being traced right now, so you better prepare for the storm, maggot. The storm that wipes out the pathetic little thing you call your
Okay, life. Call of Duty warrior, we'll let you go. We had a Call of Duty general trolling the show, so that was funny.
Let me check. I have an idea.
Where did people come from? These Call of Duty warriors?
I have a feeling that, because last time somebody had posted a link on one of these trolling sites and said, hey, let's all go raid this show. And then sometimes they'll just randomly pick shows on Blog Talk Radio or whatever and just call them, or they'll pick like random sites to go to and just start trolling people.
Hey, I'm having fun with the trolls. Are you having fun, Ms. Gabriella?
They're not fun to mess with because they're not really responding, and they sound like they're scared. So it's not.
You want to go to another? You want to go to another call?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, why not? We're going in order, guys. They had any numbers, all ones or whatever, but forget it. Let's go. Okay, all ones. You on the show?
Hey, how's it going? I just need some advice.
On.
Hello.
Mhm.
Yeah, I just need advice.
Hey, turn your speaker down on your computer.
I'm just.
You sound like an echo.
Hello.
Well, you said you need advice. So, what's the question?
Yeah. So I'm in some jobs right now. So I'm Trek, and Disney.
Guys,
not me.
I can't hear nothing he's saying.
It sounds like your call is breaking up because I'm only hearing every other sentence.
Anyway,
you got to fix that. I can't hear him. We got to move on. I got to type that. Okay. You there with Gabriella?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, those listening to the show, I want you just to notice that some of the calls are coming in. I'm letting everybody in and let them get their opinion out. Go ahead, all one.
You stalking your cock?
What did he say?
Oh, wow. That's cute. That's real creative. I like that.
Yeah, I like that one, too. Now, this may be a real call. You know, we're going through the call. Eric Cole, 954, you're on the show.
Oh, hey, it's Tony. Hey, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's Tony. I just thought it was really funny. No, but I had a serious topic to discuss.
Okay.
So, basically, what's going on? I think that Obama is a reptilian, right? And I have evidence of this. I saw pictures online.
A reptilian, a lizard. You're talking about the reptile people conspiracy that the whole
his mother is part reptilian. That's what you're saying?
No. What happened was that there's like all these reptiles, you know, they're like these aliens in space, right? So what happened was they came down and they had sex with them.
So what you're saying is a reptile came down and banged Obama's mama, and then now he's part reptile, part white dude, but he looks black?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Awesome. That's awesome. Gabrielle, you hear these people?
No, I heard that conspiracy before. People talking about how the whole country is controlled by.
Let me see if I can take a real call here. This is to kind of lighten the mood up. Eric Code 856, you're on the show.
Hey, what's going on? This is William Smith. I had applied for the Affordable Health Care Act, you know, Obamacare, and they refused the health care based on a pre-existing condition. I have cancer. I got cancer due to Brownings, and I tried other ways around it. They wouldn't take me. You know what the piece of advice they gave me?
What's that?
They told me to sing a song. It increases the endorphins. Sing a song. So they told me to sing a song. So now everywhere I go, I'm sitting here singing, in West Philadelphia, born and raised, on a playground when I'm suspended. My days, hanging out, maxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school, and a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, and my mom got scared and said, you moving with your auntie and uncle about here? I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and had a dice in the mirror. If anything, I should say that this cab was where, so I thought, not forget it. Yo, home to Bel Air. I pulled up to a house about 7 or 8. Yell to the cab and go home.
Right. I hear that on YouTube. That was good. I like that one. See, I have a sense of humor. I don't even get mad, guys. I don't get mad about it. Like I said, that's one thing about me is that I'm not as serious as a lot I come across on those YouTube videos. I like to laugh. I joke. I play with people. That's just me. So people on Ustream, you seeing this, these people can't call for a serious topic. They want to troll, and that's fine. You can be here and troll. Like, look, we got some more trolls, Ms. Gabriella.
I actually like that one because he was a little bit more creative because he actually tried to make it seem like he was talking about something.
Yeah, he was good. I liked him. Let's here we go. All right, next person, you're unmuted. Toku, what's that? Toku Wanda Industries or whatever? You're unmuted. I guess they're not going to say nothing. All right, Ms. Gabriella, we got another one. All right, you're unmuted with a bunch of numbers.
He was a pathetic alcoholic. He died in a violent automobile accident. First, he had a violent automobile accident, and the car pinned his legs, and they had...
See, they are trolling hard, Ms. Gabriella.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck
all right,
you
got another.
Niggers. Fuck you all. Fuck the niggers. Burn in hell. Burn.
Hey, isn't that something that you're gonna deal with dealing with the sun because your genes are recessive? that was your mama said too.
Burn, nigger.
You gonna hurt your throat doing all that?
Huh?
He's going to hurt his throat making all that noise.
That was just funny. So now they calling saying nigger. Y'all got to hear this. Matter of fact, we got the people on, let me tell people on Facebook about this. Like, you know.
Yeah, it's like, hurry up. They trolling. Let's listen into the little, their antics.
Hold on. I was letting them know. I forgot about that. This is fun. And that's the problem with America right there, is that we have so many ignorant people running around that's why the politicians do what they want to do, because then they got people like that as citizens. That's why they don't do nothing for them. Let's see. All right, all ones, you're on the show.
Hi, I'm Paul. I was recently diagnosed with HIV. There's a growing epidemic in the United States. Did you know that mud chips were are the leading cause of HIV and AIDS in the United States? And it's all your water.
Who was
supply.
It? Wait. Who was it?
Mud chips.
What does that mean?
Mud chips. You know, the stuff that's in the water.
Okay, that's actually not who has the highest rate of HIV. Actually, who has the highest rate of HIV is homosexual white males. Then after that is homosexual black males. And then it would be heterosexual black females, then heterosexual black males.
Well, that's not what I'm saying, man. I'm not talking about race. I'm talking about, like, you know, Mudkips, the little thing from Pokemon? They're the leading cause of HIV in the United States. And also,
okay,
bronies.
Well, I just
bronies
gave you some education, so... Enjoy. Did you read that stat when I was talking about, Ms. Gabriella?
Yeah, I heard it.
I read that stat. Okay, it's Zyny440. Let's go.
Just a story all about how my life got flipped.
Do I
make
you?
They love that one. That's good. I told people on the show, people trolling. Okay, Eric Oda, all one.
You know the reason why racists hate the Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air,
too?
Yes, hello, hi.
Hey, I was just wondering, if do you think Obama's going to pass Proposition 7?
And what's Proposition 7?
It's the right for me to marry my little pony.
Marry your what?
His little pony.
Rainbow Dash.
Why you need Obama to do that for you? You can do that on your own. Have your little ceremony. You can get your little pink dress and everything that you're going to wear with your pony. You ain't got to have Obama for that. You're American. Do what you want.
Okay. And I'm in between two jobs at the moment, and I was just kind of wondering what your opinion on this is. So in Universal Studios, I was the guy who dressed up as Shrek. And now I'm kind of in the middle of a job, and I just had a job interview, and I've been waiting for about 2 weeks now, and I still haven't heard back. What should I do?
My idea is find like an executive over there who is a female that she may look kind of not look good, and just tell her you're willing to put out for the part.
Okay. Okay.
That's my advice. Thank you.
These people are a mess, man.
They're a mess. Hey, I'm having fun with them. I'm not mad at them.
I'm not mad.
I'm not mad at them at all. I'm not. Erico 661, you on the show.
At least
have fun with me. Don't play recordings. I want to have fun. Do something creative.
You scared?
Yeah. Let me interact with you. All ones, you on the show. I'm not gonna answer the ones that's playing recordings. I want you to interact with me. Let's have fun. Let's entertain my guests. All ones, you on the show.
Hello.
What you got
to say? Can you hear me? Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I'm on? Oh, wait, no, I didn't hear the unmute thing, actually. So, can you actually hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello. Oh, okay, so, this is Phil. And I'm elaborating on that. You know that one guy who called in and was talking about Obama being a reptilian? That's really legit, actually. Because, like, no, think about it. Like, you can't disprove it. And Obama is, like, acts like a reptile. So, I mean, it must be true.
And how many reptiles have you been around in your life?
Probably a lot. Like, I'm thinking that everybody's a reptile except, like, a few people. Like, you know,
Alex
Jones.
So you're part reptile?
I might be, but, like, I don't know.
Do your skin shed?
Ew.
Wait, what?
Your skin shed.
Wait. No, you're going... Look, I'm talking about reptiles, okay? I'm not talking about, like...
Most reptiles
like,
shed some sort of skin. So do you say you're part reptile, so does your skin shed?
Well... Maybe I am part reptile, but like reptiles.
Yeah, so when you go to the beach, hold on. When you go to the beach and you're out in the sun too long, and then do you peel?
No, because I don't go out to the beach ever.
So you never had a sunburn?
In the house all day.
You never had a sunburn?
No, I live inside my room.
Okay,
I can tell.
Reptiles get outside their room, but thank you. Let me get to the next troll.
I was going to make some joke about to hurt his feelings, talking about, I'll use those insults for somebody else, though.
So. Let me see if this is a legitimate call. Erico 404, you on the show.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm okay.
I just wanted to call in and talk about politics.
Okay.
I had a question about the IRS scandal. Is that
okay?
Did they have another scandal, or is this just the same one that's still being talked about?
Well, the one about them investigating other politicians that was in opposition of Obama, that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
From what I've heard, nothing has came out of that yet.
Oh, man.
They're covering it up pretty good.
Yeah, they did. It's like that Benghazi shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nothing's been done about it. And people are being distracted with the latest award show or reality TV show. They really couldn't care less about what's really going on.
I think everybody's being brainwashed because there's some videos out there on YouTube. Like, let's say a headline for or an opening line for a news station gets broadcasted across the country, and they use the same exact thing on every news station.
Are you talking about the media propaganda machine? Is that what you're speaking about? So you're talking about the media propaganda machine? You're speaking about the media propaganda.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's why most people, I mean, really pay attention to the media, know that they're controlled by the FCC, and they have to say certain things. That's why we discussed earlier, if you want to hear certain news, it's better to watch Al Jazeera English or RT. They're not going to hide things.
Huh. Yeah, I'm preparing for the end of this country, or the country's downfall, because once people start fighting back
well,
and whatnot.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you been going to places like Academy and buying a lot of bullets?
No, I make my own bullets.
You make your own bullets. Now, let me ask you a question. What are you preparing for? Because you're not the only person I ask this question to, because every time you go to Academy, you cannot find bullets. You can't find anything. And I asked these gentlemen, I said, what are you guys preparing for? And he said, oh, it's going to be a revolution. And I'm like, isn't that kind of like treason to what you're talking about?
No. Look at Obama. He is everything. Ever since he took office, he has been pushing treasonous stuff.
Like
using
what?
executive orders to get around stuff set in Congress.
Give me one definite thing Obama has done with executive orders to go around Congress.
All kinds of shit. That's the problem.
You're not answering my question. What has he done?
He's been fucking around with all the money. Using executive orders for Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious was a failure. I agree with you on that one. That's one. Okay, Fast and Furious was a big failure. It was wrong. It put guns in the hands of cartels. It put money in the hands of drug lords. I get it. Okay, what else has he done?
Prohibiting certain imports of Burmese jadeite and rubies.
Well, it's kind of hard to prove that. Well, give me some concrete proof. You said you gave me something very big. You said he's going around Congress with executive orders. I asked you to name one.
He killed Paul Walker.
He did what?
He said he killed Paul Walker.
Why would he kill Paul Walker? Why would he do that?
Because Paul Walker was sexy.
Well, maybe to you, but President Obama wanted to watch Fast and the Furious 7. And Paul Walker was an instrumental part of that movie going to be coming out with Jason Statham. So Paul Walker being not here wouldn't be in the best interest of America.
I think Obama killed Paul Walker because he wanted to make a new movie called The Fast and the Funeral.
And you're going to take Paul Walker's spot?
Hell yeah.
And why are you going to take his spot?
Because I'm a sexy motherfucker, that's why.
Okay,
well, make sure you have your million followers on Facebook. All right, guys, and that was legitimate numbers. I say, well, maybe this is a legitimate caller, but no, I mean, the other ones you kind of see on him is Gabriella, that's who's trolls or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, no, that was a legitimate number. Okay, all
no,
one.
I
can sense
it.
All
hey,
one.
Hey,
hey.
Steve Irwin, and I just wanted to confirm that
Obama is in fact a reptile. Penetrated him and actually discovered he's a male.
Okay, somebody already brought that up. I don't want to discuss that. I can't have fun with the reptile thing no more. I mean, you got to give me something new. Okay, you got all the numbers, young sir.
Yes. I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop where she sits, she shines, and where she shines, she sits. How many boards can the Mongols hoard if the Mongol hordes get bored? How can a calm cram in a clean green can? Thin toast to 10 tenths, stout saints, 10 tall tents.
I can't have fun with that.
And you sound remedial. You can't read.
I want to have fun with the trolls. I mean, at least let me have fun with you guys. Give me something. All ones on the show. Yes, hello.
Hello, this is, I just wanted to ask you, who are you voting for in the 2016 elections?
I don't discuss that because I don't even know who I'm voting for. Who
are
you voting for?
I would encourage you to vote for Sandusky.
And why should I vote for somebody like that? Why?
I don't know.
Come on, you got a reason why? Why don't you vote for him? Matter of fact, why don't you let him go join him in his cell, and then y'all can play hide the rainbow role? He'd like to play that with you right about now. Because you know he is a Bonte boy. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go. He had to laugh himself at that one. You heard him, Gabrielle? He was laughing himself.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, all ones, you're on the show. Yeah, hello.
I think Obama should be impeached and George Zimmerman be president.
And why he should be president?
Because he kills niggers.
Really?
Oh, you sound like you're trying not to laugh.
Yeah, he's trying not to laugh. It's like, he's okay.
Okay.
That's that one. I mean, that wasn't too creative. Okay, all ones, you on the show. Come on, you going to say something? Okay, they don't want to say nothing. I guess he couldn't figure out what he was going to say, or his videotape wasn't ready yet. Okay, all ones, you on the show.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
What's going on?
Not much, man. You know, your guys are a bunch of fucking niggers.
Fuck you all, really? Niggers. Fuck
really?
You. I hate
niggers.
Oh, that
niggers. Sounds so Neanderthal.
I hate
of you.
Every
okay,
single every single nigger in this world. I think all fucking niggers should burn and hang. Actually, better yet, they should probably hang first and then burn. God
then,
damn
okay,
niggers.
Okay, well, we make sure you put on your gasoline drawers, you hear? Let me go ahead and go. They love black people. You know, they love black people. You know what I'm saying, Ms. Gabrielle?
They do.
Get up on my nuts, man.
I would not go on no Klan page and then call them and just...
Yeah, I wouldn't call a Klan. I'm like, why am I calling them for? They don't want me there. I mean, they swinging up on black people's nutsack like weed. Like, for real. All right, all ones, you on the show. That one wasn't too cool. Now those who call, let me get to a real caller. Erico 302, you're on the show.
Hey, I was wondering how you feel about Governor Chris Christie going to be nominated for the Republican candidate.
I don't really have an opinion of him because I don't know where he stands on the issues.
No. Well, his recent. I guess you heard of Bridgegate, his recent scandal.
Yes, I've been hearing about that.
Do you buy into that he's responsible? You know, ultimately he is. It falls under him. But do you think something like that would take away presidential aspirations?
Yes, because it proves that he can't be trusted.
He can't be trusted, or the people that he works for can't be trusted, I guess.
Well, it ultimately falls back on him when you're a leader. It's the people you have around you, you're responsible for them at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true, but that's rough, especially when you're, you know, a governor or somewhere higher up.
Well, let's try this. Let the mayor of New York run for president. We'll vote for him.
And your reasoning behind that is?
Because he don't put up with the rich.
He don't put up with the rich. You do realize that the rich contribute the most when it comes to taxes.
How you figure that they actually pay the least taxes? The middle class actually pay more taxes percentage-wise than the rich. The rich have
percentages, percentage-wise. Percentage-wise, I make $40,000, all right? I might pay $15,000 or whatever in taxes. Somebody who makes a few million is paying hundreds of thousand dollars worth of taxes, you know?
Yeah, so what the 99% in this nation pay more taxes than the 1%.
Yeah, but also the rich are the ones that provide the jobs for those.
No, they don't. They provide the jobs for the Chinese. They provide the jobs for the Mexican people. They provide jobs in the Philippines. They provide jobs all over the place. You're right. They provide jobs, but the Americans not getting it.
But
those factory jobs that Americans used to have, those factories in Detroit.
Like, I don't know, 100 years ago, my people provided thousands of jobs for you. You know, we always needed a field pick the cotton. We always needed, you know, somebody to draw those horses.
Yeah, and you know one thing that proved that your ancestors were extremely lazy, couldn't do nothing for themselves, couldn't build anything for themselves without the work of the black man and black woman or the Native American man and Native American woman. Now you don't have the black people taking care of your babies anymore or working the field for you
black
anymore.
And that's why
the country is actually failing.
When did black people take care of their own babies?
You know, that's why the country is failing. Because, yeah, and it's funny how you're dying out because black women aren't taking care of your babies no more. You ever figured that out?
No, black women don't take care of their own babies. We're dying out.
They not take care of yours either.
Shit, no, because we put them in a school and they actually get in the school and they.
Okay. Well, was that a valid point, Ms. Gabriella?
Of course not.
No, I'm talking about my history. When black women take care of the babies, they was having babies all over the place. When black women actually left out of the homes taking care of the babies, that's when they actually stopped having babies as much. This is true. You could look it up. What you want to say about black people? Like my wife said, that's when they wanted to get feminism then, when they had to start taking care of their babies, right afterwards. And they wanted pro-choice and abortion and all that right after black women stopped taking care of their kids. It is true, though, Ms. Gabriella, if you think about it.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, so. All right, we have 2 minutes left on the show. I don't want to let no more trolls in. That was just kind of, you know, like I said, you know, all jokes aside, I like to have fun, but all jokes aside, seriously, you know, if this don't prove to you guys that, you know, as I stated before, we have a race problem, that we can't discuss just something just like politics, something that affects everybody on a, you know, a reputable level, then it's just, it's sad. It's really sad that we have so many primitive-minded, ignorant, good-for-nothing, sorry people just running around in this country. That's why, like as I stated to that one troll, nothing gets done in this country, and the politicians just raping everybody blind. They're stealing money and everything because look at who you have, and then you letting people like that got on the line have a gun? That's dangerous. That's very dangerous. Ms. Gabriella, got anything to add?
Mm-mm.
I mean, to the trolls that called the show?
I mean, I just proves that we're not in a post-racial society.
It proves what?
It proves that we're not in a post-racial society. There's still a lot of racism. It's just that it's more people won't really come out and say how they really feel. They'll rather, you know, try to either hide or troll people, but they would never come out in the open and say how they really feel. And I think that race is a serious issue in this country that needs to be addressed instead of swept under the rug and hidden.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's just like I said, I let the reason of all jokes aside, though, the reason why I let that go on, it's a serious reason why. I let that go on just to prove something so I can have something on tangible video to show you that these people are out there, these people exist. And when black people bring up the fact that these races are this and these races are that, that's proof to you right there. They leave their jobs. They're bothering. I mean, this one guy, he wants me to say something stupid but don't have $6 to donate, but I'm the bad person, something wrong with me. I got $6 right now if I wanted to give him $6. I got more than that in my pocket. So, but yet he's spending his time going to a show that's discussing politics, and you have black people on it, but yet that's what you, you know, choose to do. But yet you don't want black people to have a certain attitude about, you know, certain individuals in this country when it comes to racism. So, yes, racism has a lot of things that needs to change, but I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep saying this. Racism won't stop until the majority of white people shut down racist. If you stay quiet about it, then nothing's going to happen, and that's why they won't get away with it. And I understand those people like, what they like to say, liberals, but that means non-racist whites. I'm figuring that out. Because you ever hear Ms. Gabriella how they use the word liberal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those liberals, those liberals, like they cussing them out. You get what I'm saying? And it's just, it's a sad state of affairs we have in America. But no matter what, by 2050, according to the census, they better get over it, because it's going to be a much browner America and browner world by 2050. So I encourage people, black people, Hispanic people, have all the babies you want. Get married. I have 5, 6, and 7 kids. Stay together. Raise them kids together and be the successful people. That makes them mad when we have big families. So I'm going to be encouraging in my videos to have big families. Keep having babies. That's what I want you to do. Let's see if we can outnumber them. How about that? Don't you agree with that, Ms. Gabriella?
Yeah.
Hey, what's wrong with that? I mean, back in the day, you know, people had 20 kids, 22 kids, 23 kids with the same family.
Yep.
You know,
so like one of 13 kids. Like, I think my grandmother was, like, 1 of 13 or something like that. Like, that's just how it was back then.
Yeah.
Then my mom was 1 of 8. So, I mean, it's just gradually people's families just got smaller and smaller. Now it's just 2 kids. And
Gabriella, it's turning around, especially in the black and Hispanic community. It's turning around big time. They have an explosion of kids now. I mean, they really do. Babe, how many kids was in your family all together? 9. See, in my wife's family, 9. Yeah, her aunts was like 12 kids and, you know, all this other stuff. And, like, you should see when we get together, guys. Like, we all get together for Christmas. That's not even everybody. It's so many people. But, you know,
enjoy. That's how our family is. I mean, ours is a black family. But, we couldn't even – it was just the immediate – it was just like one – side of the family. It was not even a whole family there. There was more than 64 people in the venue, and that was just like first, second, and third generation of the family.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you all the time, that's just my message. Return to the traditional family, have kids, just stick with your wives, don't cheat on your husband. Y'all work things out if you got a problem. You know what I'm saying? Don't respect each other, don't call each other out their name. I mean, it's just it's a lot of things that we can do, because they even had a woman that recently asked me a question. Maybe I can answer it here. You know, what was my opinion on the black family? But my opinion is that just everybody just needs to stick together. I mean, that's it. Respect each other. Compromise. You know, you got to trust each other. You know, don't break apart on something stupid. You get what I'm saying? Don't stop date nights and all of the stuff that you need to do. When you have kids, have plenty of kids. Have a minimum of 4 kids. Why not? Ms. Gabrielle, you want to have about 4 or 5 kids?
3.
3 kids?
Yeah.
Well, see, on my end, let's see, what I brought together, we're going to be number 5.
I say 3. I want to adopt some kids, too, but I don't want to give birth to more than 3.
Oh, shoot. Ain't nothing I don't know. Like I said, I just like kids. It's they cool. It's just when they start. But the only thing I have an issue with kids with is when they get old and don't do what they're supposed to do, their little chores. And that's when it's an issue. But, you know.
Well, if you raise them right, you don't have to worry about that.
Well, yeah, you fuss at them. You have to fuss at them sometimes. They'll get with the picture. But, you know, but anyway, like we ran over a little bit. I appreciate everybody joining the show tonight. Of course, you know, we had a lot of trolling. You know, trying to do a show on some serious topic like politics. When we talk about some messy stuff, everybody wants to call and be serious then. So, you know, as we gauge things, Ms. Gabriella, on doing different topics, we're going to do topics that you want to engage in and topics that's going to get people to, you know, be serious and not have really all the trolling. So, Ms. Gabriella, now you can see that people really don't want to discuss politics a whole lot. They want to discuss love and hip hop and other things in the black community, which is fine. I have no issue discussing that. So we have to knock our heads together and center around some of those topics. Correct, Ms. Gabriella?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We give you guys what you want to see. If you want to see love and hip hop types of videos, we're going to give you that. So, all right, Ms. Gabriella, got anything to say before you wrap it up?
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
You all trolled out?
I had a long day and a short night, so.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap this up, and you guys have a good night.